Welcome to the Nerd List, episode 83. I'm John.
And Shawnee.
And I'm sorry, Sean, I let you down. I didn't come through last week for the show.
You know what? It's okay. It was Thanksgiving. Yeah, people had better things to do than listen to this show.
That's true. I was incredibly busy. And I went to Arkansas and went to Houston, visiting my wife's family, visiting my family. And I have yet to be able to really catch my breath. I've been going nonstop, very, very hectic. And no one cares about that.
If you'd stop belching so much, you might be able to catch your breath.
True. Well then, Sean, let's jump into our list for today, which is Nintendo, not Nintendo. We could have done it just Nintendo, but we didn't. We did it all video game soundtracks. Our favorite one song from a video game series. Do you remember who goes first?
I do.
Okay.
I'm just going to say I do.
You're probably lying, but...
That's okay. My number 10, it's from NHL Hits 2002, John, and that is the Limp Bizkit song Rolling, which I love that song anyways. So it's on the main screen, and while you're creating your players and all that good stuff, the song's just rolling on, and it's an insane song anyways, so friggin' awesome. All I have to say is, Chocolate Starfish! How about that? That just happened.
Okay, I've never played this game. I do know that
Keep
song,
rolling,
though.
Rolling, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I know the song. Just I didn't know we were doing crappy rock songs.
Oh, please.
As our list.
It's the only good song Limp Bizkit has.
Well, here goes that song that everyone has heard many, many times. All right, well, my number 10, for a lot of people, I'm sure they've probably heard this song even more. I had to pick one from the Mario series. While Mario number 1, the very first level, is the most recognizable, and it's probably honestly the best, I decided to go a different route because Mario Brothers number 1, or Super Mario Brothers for the NES, was my favorite NES game. So I went with Super Mario Brothers 2.
Ugh.
The overall, like... first level theme.
That one?
Yes, that one.
I hate that song. Sorry.
I vaguely recognize the first part of that you did and recognize it as being the song. That second part, I have no clue what that was.
Never mind.
What? What?
Do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, yeah.
When you get all the free spins, such I never understood how that worked. I think it's just random.
Yeah, it is pretty random. I thought I had nailed down like a rhythm at some point, but I think I was just fooling myself.
First Mortal Kombat, and it's when you select your character. And I have a very fond memory of this song because when I first started dating Christina, who is of Asian Chinese heritage, I'm waiting for you to throw it out there.
Malaysian? Is that what you're waiting for?
Yes. We would play this song on my phone, and Cliff would come in with a lampshade on his head and bow to Christina. It was
very funny.
You would play this song?
Yes, over and over again. And Christina would just be like, are you ever going to grow up? So.
And now that it's, what, 7 years later, she's realized, yes. No, you're not.
No, she's realized that.
Very nice. Well,
I should download this song and play it when she comes to bed one night.
Yes. You definitely should.
I should.
Well, my number nine, Sean, is the theme from Maximum Carnage for the Super Nintendo. It's a Spider-Man game. I almost said Superman game there. Do you remember that one?
I remember playing the game, but I don't remember the music too much.
It had like a distorted guitar sound.
I bet it sounded better than that.
Yeah, it did. And... here it is for you, Sean.
My number eight is the theme from Mega Man 2, the main theme. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! I know you know it.
I believe we played this one a couple times on the show before.
Yes, because it's awesome.
It is good. And the almost all the songs on this
oh, they are. Very good. They really are. You could just choose everything on this one. Yeah, you could have
thrown anyone out there and it be deserving to be on a list.
So. Not the one where he is fighting the Woodman. That's all of them.
Sean, is Sonic the Hedgehog, the Green Hill Zone, which is the very first level of the very first game.
That's good, because I never got past this level.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
Okay, good. I never beat Sonic 1.
Actually, I don't think I've
ever beaten any of them.
Sonic, they were fun, but I just never really got into them that much.
Sonic 2, I very often would get towards the very end, but never could. Just suck it up. I'd get bored after a while. You know, I'd play for an hour or so, mm-hmm. and then that'd be enough.
Yeah, sure. I agree with you on this one. But it was a good song.
Yeah, and all the music in Sonic is very good also.
Yep. Sega does a good job.
Usually, though, it seems to me, anyway, that the first level always ends up being one of my favorite songs from a game, because that's the one you hear the most often when you start it back up. That's what's playing.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go through it so you hear it and it sticks with you. And even if you don't like it originally, you end up learning to like it just because it's what you hear all the time.
Seven is one you've never heard, and I don't have a link to send you, so good luck fishing for it.
Thanks.
And that is off of Sega Master System, the original Sega, the Rambo theme song. And you'll like this one when you hear it. It's really cool.
So do you not know how YouTube operates, Sean?
Yes, but I don't know how YouTube sending operates.
You don't know how to copy and paste?
No, I don't.
You click on the address bar, highlight everything, right-click, select copy, and then paste it into the Skype. You lazy sack of crap.
Right now, I'm Chris Farley in Almost Heroes. This is the uppercase B. Do you want my head to explode?
Yeah. All right, Sean. Thanks for the help on that. Can you hum a few bars of this one at least?
No, I'm not going to dignify that one.
Useless.
It's hard to do.
Useless, Sean.
It has a little bit of the Rambo sound in it from the movies, yeah. But it's obviously not instrumental because, you know, it was a 4-bit game.
Number 7 is kind of a cheat, kind of like your first one was a cheat, because it's not strictly a video game song. And so my number 7 is the DDR version of Enter the Dragon theme song. So from the Bruce Lee movie, Enter the Dragon, but the DDR version that they had. It was my favorite one to dance to. And I was so into DDR. I had a metal, like a $150 metal pad that plugged in my PS2 to play DDR on. Wore that thing out in college. Yeah. I'm not embarrassed.
I know. That's a sad thing.
One of the things I like about this one, Sean, is that in the background of the music, and you may remember, you did watch Enter the Dragon. You watched it the other day. So you,
yes,
you're
I did.
Kind of familiar with the da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na. No?
Oh, sure.
And anyway, in this DDR version, they throw in a bunch of like Bruce Lee martial arts sounds in the back. Wah! Wah! Stuff.
Number 9. It's very short.
Number 9? Are you going backwards?
I'm at number 6. I'm just saying it upside down. My number 6 is the Contra theme, and that is boom doo 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 whoosh, 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 whoosh. I remember I used to do that like 15 times a day.
At least.
Yes. And then I like the song on the first level too. And then we'd hit the bridge and I'd make you fall in the water. It's great.
Yeah. Because I always beat you to the bridge.
Yes, because I was second player and he starts behind.
I don't know about that.
You wouldn't wait for me to get to the bridge.
It worked on you the first time. You fell.
The first time, yes. I don't know how anybody beats this game without cheating with the 30 lives. We could barely beat it. We had 30 lives.
Yeah, but we did. Barely nothing.
Yeah, we did. We were like only on our 20th life of our third try. It was fun. We should definitely beat it again.
Thank you. My number six, Sean, is Portal. You know the game Portal?
Mm-hmm.
Have you played the game Portal at all?
Well, I know what it is.
Yeah, it's a very cool puzzle game. You gotta figure out how to shoot one entrance and then exit somewhere else, and you're trying to escape from this, like, laboratory. And if you beat it and you get through, there's this nifty little song they played called Still Alive, and the computer that's kind of been talking to you and taunting you the whole way through sings you this little ditty at the end.
Yes.
Quite enjoyable and funny. How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good.
As you should, Sean. And if you'd heard this song, you'd feel even better.
Of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. Then the science gets done and you make a neat plan for the people who are still alive.
Definitely feel better now, John.
I knew that you would, Sean.
All right. Well, my number five, I'm going to cheat. I don't even know if it's on a video game, but I'm going to assume it is.
What is that?
And I would assume it would either be on the 2010 or 2011 SmackDown game, Raw versus SmackDown game, and that would be the Nexus theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is We Are One by 12 Stones.
We are one, we are one.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Wow.
I just love that song.
Maybe you should have saved that one, Sean, for when we did wrestling theme songs.
We've already done that.
No, we haven't.
We said our favorite wrestler and we put their theme song on there.
That doesn't mean my favorite wrestlers don't necessarily have my favorite theme song. I can tell you right now that Macho Man Randy Savage, who was like my number four, his Pomp and Circumstance song is not one of my favorite entrances, theme songs, whatever.
I think I just about covered all mine, though.
All right.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. Our sacred scars show who we are. It's time to face it.
My number five is the Halo theme song. I know you know this one, Sean.
Mm-hmm, good one.
You've played that one plenty of times. This is one I probably should ask you if you had on your list. Do you?
I don't. No, I don't.
Well, that's fortunate because I didn't check with you on this one. And this is a game that I know that you play. Nice orchestral sound to it. And like some of the later versions, like it changes a little from Halo 1 to Halo 2 to Halo 3, but essentially it's pretty much the same song. And I love it when it's the like full-blown orchestra from the first one, and I like it when they put the kind of the electrical rock influence on it in the third one. That sounds good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Majestic, and you can bob your head to it also. Yeah.
I'm definitely bobbing my head right now in a sideways motion. before is it's going to be extremely hard to do this one, but it is the Ninja Turtle theme song. And the hardest part is that I can't do the very beginning of it, though. Whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, because I've played this game for countless hours, and it's a very good song. Number four, Sean, is the Legend of Zelda theme song.
Oh, we should have checked on this one. It's my number three.
Crap on your head.
Never mind, I changed it. I had scratched it out. I really did.
So it's not?
It was my number three, but I knew you would have it. It's scratched that on my list.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to keep this in here as a close miss. Get off your dang phone!
I can't. I'm sending you something. It's important. Almost there. Almost there. Recent contacts. Lopez. It's a picture of my butt.
What?
It's not a picture of my butt. It's not Christmas. By the way, my deep fried Christmas will either be the 23rd or the 30th.
23rd or 30th. All right.
It'll either be deep fried Christmas or deep fried New Year's. I don't know yet. I think I'm just gonna fry a turkey this year. Is Black Bass, John, When I Catch the Fish. When I Catch the Fish. The battle that ensues.
Run, Fishy! Run!
Run, Fishy! You can play this video.
Probably won't, though.
Oh, yes. The fish is on. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Or however it goes. I don't remember.
I don't think that's it. You don't even know how the song goes, and it's your number three.
Something like that.
However it is, you leave it going, and it becomes very annoying.
Yes.
Number three, Sean, is the theme from Donkey Kong Country. Excellent Super Nintendo game with an excellent Super Nintendo soundtrack. All of them, but this one in particular. You know what I'm talking about, Sean? You know what I'm talking about? You feeling me on this one?
I don't remember what it sounded like.
Well, I sent you a link, and it starts off sounding like the original theme song, but then it gets into this, like, kind of builds, and then gets into this funky, I don't know, beat. They got nice little beat.
Yeah. I remember that
stuff going in the background.
This one works, by the way.
What? It does work, right? Because I can hear it in the background.
Yes.
Well.
There it is. Yeah.
This is a brief taste for our listeners before I play the real thing.
That's all you get.
Right now.
That's my next one. Listen to that guitar. Yeah.
I don't know what this is, Sean.
This is Space Harrier. Well, that's never going to go into the thing. Dude, you talk about an awesome game. This game was awesome. Probably, I'm telling you, whoever made this game had to be on acid.
Space
I'm just
Harrier?
Saying. Yes.
Is this your explanation and your pudding of it, or?
I don't know. As a kid, I loved this game, and it was just freaking awesome.
Are we start? Did you reveal what the song was? That it? I don't know.
It's just more of it. It's just more of it.
No. Do you understand what? Do you understand what I'm asking you? Have you started? Is this your...
Yes, this is my number two, Space Harrier. The theme song for the Sega Master System, Space Harrier. And it's the one I'm listening to is not the actual one, but it's a pretty good cover of it. And this game is awesome. It's so awesome. I have to listen to this last one. This is probably not the same one. I don't think it is.
That was one...
Nope, it's definitely not it. It's close though.
This is the most, the worst and most un, like, I don't know where it started. Like, I'm not gonna be sure where to cut this. I don't feel like going back to do it over.
Oh, that's alright. Just let it go.
So
play this game. You need to get a Sega Master System and play this game. It is crazy.
I watched you play this one. I think I played it a little bit when we had it set up in the coach's office that one time.
Yes. Like 66 levels.
Oh man, before this thing gets any worse, I'm gonna play the song. After that train wreck of an introduction for one of our entries, my number two is also one from a game that you've already picked, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first one. And that is the one after you start the game when you first appear on top of the world. And I know you can do this one, Sean. Do it.
Huh?
Ninja Turtles song from the Ninja Turtle game when they're on... Like, you know, they can be on the surface, or they can be... Yes.
There we go.
Very good. Yeah, so that's it. But here's the song in tune now. We'll be right back. wrap it up.
All right. My number one, which I cannot find, John, is the music from Mike Tyson's
Hope.
The music from Mike Tyson's Punch Out whenever Little Mac gets knocked down.
Can you hum it? Okay, I found it. I stumbled across it. I but thought about Mike Tyson's Punch Out, but I figured you would have something from it on there, so I left it alone.
You gotta do the doo-doo-doo when he falls down.
Yeah. Okay.
So intense. Awesomeness.
So intense. I don't know if I'll find that part attached to it, but we'll see what we come up with. It might be there. It might not. Sean, can you guess what game it's from?
Zelda.
No.
Left 4 Dead.
Oh, you're fired. Street Fighter. It is from Street Fighter. If I had to pick...
Is it Guile's Level?
No, it is not Guile's Level. If I had to pick one video game soundtrack of all songs that I could listen to over and over again that were my favorite, it'd be the Street Fighter video games. I think they're all so good, and it's very hard for me to pick one of them, so I'm just going with the one that I think is most recognizable, and that's Ryu's theme song.
There we go.
It's Guile's.
You like how I threw Guile in there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was my favorite.
That leaves us with honorable mention Sean's. What do you got?
Honorable mention Sean's?
Honorable mention.
Is there plural Sean's?
Is it Sean's?
Yes.
Oops. Honorable mentions. That's the plural word.
You only wish there was more of me.
Sean. No.
I like the trash level off of Earthworm Jim. I like that song. Anything off Zelda. I think Zelda's greatness. The RoboCop, Shinobi off Sega Master System, Reggie Jackson's Baseball, Choplifter, and the Terminator 2, the arcade game. I like it too.
Okay, good selections. Although Reggie Jackson's Baseball got about just as annoying as Black Bass.
Yes.
Mario 64, pick pretty much any of those songs. Zelda Ocarina of Time. Pick pretty much any of those songs. Super Mario 3, pick pretty much any of those songs. Tetris, legendary song. So good.
I should have went with Dr. Mario.
And the Mall song in Dead Rising. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Went there. Oh, last one. Marvel vs. Capcom 2. All the songs on there. It is such weird choice of music for a fighting game, but it sticks in your head and it's kind of catchy. All right, Sean. Well, lists that have been sent in, thenerdlist.com. You got that?
Yes.
You should got it.
R. Cult says, this list is entirely composed of songs that are in my iTunes. I have quite a few game tunes in there. Some might be obscure, but I assure you they're all games worth playing and listening to. I highly recommend looking up any of these you haven't heard. 10 is at Valiant and human, whatever, intro from Warcraft 2. I do like Warcraft 2, but I don't remember this. In my opinion, still the best Warcraft game. Also has the best soundtrack. The intro completely sets the tone. Number 9, Lower Norfair from Super Metroid. There is no better song to tell you that you're descending into hell, or at least the lair of Ridley. Number 8, Vortal Combat. I don't know what that is. From Half-Life 2, Episode 2, is that Vortigaunts kick antlion butt?
I think so. I've briefly played that game. Not enough.
Number 7, Forest Funks from Super Meat Boy. The whole soundtrack is great, but this is one of the most fun and bouncy. I think it describes Meat Boy.
I've never heard of Super Meat Boy.
Me either. Number 6, The Stairway to Revelation from Tower of Heaven. The whole soundtrack is just variations of a particular theme, but this one's my favorite. Great retro 8-bit feel. Number 5, Run from, is that Cannibalt? The music definitely sets the whole tone for this game and makes you want to do it, as the title and of the tune says. Number 4, oh my gosh, Kawaii from Edge.
Kakoi?
Yeah, so I said. Really fun 8-bit tune. Really catchy. Easily gets stuck in your head, so beware. Number 3, Titan Main. Is that Takati? Takata, the Revenge of the Titans. Only a part of the entire tune appears in the game, but the artist did write an entire electric guitar and synth, I can't read, you know that, version of Box Takati, the Fuji in D minor. I don't speak Japanese. This reminds me of that Chris Farley skit. I don't speak Japanese! In D minor of the soundtrack, which sounds awesome. Number 2, anything from Bastion. I could pick just one. I just couldn't. The whole soundtrack is just too good. Number 1, Baby Yetta from Civilizations 4. I had a hard time believing this song was composed specifically for this game. It's awesome. It also won a Grammy. Alice, Mrs. Arkholt's honorable mention Pokemon theme song. gotta catch them all.
The only song, or the only games I'm familiar with on that whole list is Half-Life 2 and Super Metroid. I don't know. I never played. I know of Warcraft 2. I don't think I know of any of the other ones. I just don't know. Pokemon, I know that one.
I'm glad our nerd models are back.
What?
I'm glad that the nerd models are back, even though they don't pay very much.
It's not their fault. It's just what our site's going for.
That's one, true.
More traffic, more clicks. More money for the ads. That's how that works. But anyway, Andy Johnson wrote in on the Facebook page. You know, we still have that, Sean. I don't know if you knew that or not. Anyway, his top 10 favorite video game soundtracks are number 10, Tetris, number 9, Final Fantasy VII, number 8, Metal Gear Solid, number 7, Super Mario Brothers. I don't think there's a person alive who could not recognize the first few bars from that very first stage. Yes, and it's definitely deserving to be on a top 10 list, but I explained my reasons for not having it on there. Number 6, Halo. Number 5, Elder Scrolls Skyrim. Number 4, Uncharted. Number 3, Shenmue. I don't know what that is. Number 2, Sonic the Hedgehog. And number 1, BioShock Beyond the Sea. Strictly not a video game soundtrack, but it did an amazing job of setting the scene of Rapture, and I completely agree what an amazing game BioShock is, and the music is so enhancing to it. And he says, I have put an honorable mention out to Dead Space, with which lack of any music makes it one of the best survival horror games ever made. Yeah, Silence does a good job of that. And we have a listen in to our email. And that's from Christopher Garcia. And he says, what's up, fellas? Finally got a list made. List made in time. Love the show. Here's my top 10 video game soundtracks. Number 10, Super Mario Brothers of the NES. Had to put it on. It's a classic and represents childhood everywhere. Number 9, Loco Roco. It's so cute. Number 8, Contra. Number 7, Biohazard Battle from the Sega Genesis. Number 6, Altered Beast from Sega. Number 5.
Ooh, that's a good one. Rise from your grave.
Number 5, Mega Man 2 from the NES. Number 4, Ranger X from the Sega Genesis. I still hear this music in my dreams sometimes. Number 3, Demon's Crest from Super Nintendo. Number 2, Super Ghouls and Ghosts from the Super Nintendo. And number 1, Splatterhouse 3 from Sega. This soundtrack is so terrifying, it still panics me, and I'm 28. Thanks for keeping us entertained. Please keep it up, Chris. And that's it for the list that we have sent in. No, it's not. I'm doing this post-original recording because we got two extra lists sent in kind of late. And the first one comes on thenerdlist.com. That was sent in by IdFreak, and he says his number 10 is the Mario theme. Number 9, Sonic's theme. Number 8, Mega Man's theme. Number 7, Xenogears had a good soundtrack. Number 6, Overworld from Zelda 3. Number 5, Katamari Damacy. Number 4, something from Castlevania, Symphony of the Night. Number 3, God of War theme. Number 2, Bastion soundtrack, Zulf's theme in particular. Play this song on the show if you know what's good for you. Number 1, the finale of Final Fantasy VI. It's 20 minutes, but awesome. And then we got an email sent in from Michael Casebolt. He says his number 10 is Mega Man 3 for the NES. I know everyone's default favorite Mega Man is Mega Man 2, but this one takes the title for best Mega Man game and soundtrack for me. Number 9, Mega Man X for the SNES. 16-bit metal combined fused with Mega Man tunes. Can't go wrong. Number 8, Wild Arms for the PlayStation 1. A unique spin on the Western theme soundtrack, and if you've ever heard the epic whistling of the opening, you are truly missing out. Number 7, Donkey Kong Country for the SNES. A very upbeat and addictive classic. I actually held up a microphone to my TV to record it when I was a kid. Number 6, Castlevania Symphony of the Night for the PS1. An extremely varied and epic blend of symphonic audio from new tracks to new takes on old standbys. Number 5, Super Mario World for the SNES. The most definitive Mario music around. Number 4, Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars for the SNES. Not very Mario at all, by most accounts, but incredibly unique and memorable, plus my favorite Mario game. Number 3, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for the N64. A cliche pick, but even the simple ocarina melodies are some of the best video game tunes around. Number 2, Chrono Trigger from the SNES. Just hear Robo's or Frog's theme once and not have them stuck in your head all day. Number 1, Final Fantasy VII for the PS1. The game that solidified my devotion to the series and the first video game soundtrack I actually imported just to listen to on the bus in 5th grade. I guess that leaves us with just what are we going to do next week, Sean?
901-466-6865.
Sean, that comes after what we do.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know how we order it. Doesn't matter. But that is our phone number. What are we going to do next week, Sean?
I don't know.
Well,
but he never has to look for a can opener.
Very nice, Sean.
Yes.
Well, we did have a list suggestion sent in on our Facebook page from Patrick Louie. Mm-hmm. And he says, since it's near the end of the year, you guys should do a top movies of 2011 episode. It could actually work as an annual thing too. Oh, and I've always been surprised you guys never mentioned Metal Gear Solid games. Not a fan. What about you, Sean? Are you a fan of Metal Gear Solid games?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan either. I got the Metal Gear Solid 4 for the PS3, and it was a little hard for me to get into it. I guess since I didn't grow with it from, I guess, PlayStation 1 up, yeah, I just never really got hooked on it. But I always hear good things about them, but just not into it. Sean, have you ever even attempted to play any of them?
No.
No. But his idea, though, it's one that I've thought about for a while, doing the top 10 movies of the year.
Yes.
Every year. Can we pull that one off?
Sure. Twilight will not be on my list. That movie stunk.
The new one?
Yes.
Jennifer said it was her favorite of them.
God, it was awful. The acting is so poor in that movie. It's so poor.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know. I never saw any of those movies in theater. I see them when we get them on DVD.
Ugh, throw up.
Okay, and for our list next week, we're going to do our favorite funniest movie moments. Okay, we've already done favorite comedies, but we're doing specific scenes, specific things in movies that just really made you laugh or want to laugh, that kind of thing. And as always, our phone number is what, Sean?
901-466-6865.
Very nice. Or 901, I'm on TNL. Our email is what, Sean?
www.thenerdlist.com.
That's our website, thenerdlist.com.
And our email, thenerdlist@gmail.com.
thenerdlist@gmail.com is our email. You can get a hold of us any of those ways. The only way that Sean will ever see is if it's on our our TNL website, the Nerdlist website, nerdlist.com. And I guess that is it for this week. And we'll see you next time with your top 10 list.
Thank you for joining us on the Nerdlist. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for the Nerdlist has been provided by Steven Jurgen.
Because I'm the editor and I can do what I want, I'm going to tack on Ain't That a Kick in the Head by Dean Martin off the game Fallout New Vegas.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kid.